My name is Dick Destroyer 445.
What? You heard him.
You destroy dicks?
Absolutely. For Gray Man Media, my name is Don.
I'm Devin.
I'm Jessica.
And I'm Nate. And this is that one. Let's go.
What?
Everyone knows what ship we're on. It's not the father ship, that's for sure.
Who has a dad?
Same,
what
bro,
the fuck's
same.
A father?
Table split in half right now.
Yeah, I was gonna say, man, oh, yes. Nuclear families are tight.
Oh man. Don, you had something for me, I think.
Do I? Oh yeah, I got this fucking sweet ass.
Hold on, wait.
No,
second.
He's just got a sweet ass.
No, but would you go ahead and give that a try for me, please?
Oh, absolutely. Here, take a quick listen. Fuck yeah.
We stocked up. I'm so happy. Fuck.
Oh yeah, I'm nice and stocked up too.
We got the wall of liquid death.
They got three cases.
Oh, nice. I need to order some more. Just literally build this wall up all the way to the roof.
Is this one opened?
Canned water for me is like canned bread.
All right, cool. You want to trade a case of sparkling for a case of spring?
Sure.
Cool. Yeah.
Canned water is like canned bread?
Yes.
Go on.
It exists and really shouldn't, but it does, and liquid death is really good. So you guys win.
You know the reason why they use cans, right?
Fuck plastic. All my homies hate plastic.
Exactly.
That's right.
That's a fact.
Yep. Save the turtles.
Yeah, save the turtles.
That's all that matters. The rest of them motherfuckers fuck off.
Plus, look at that can. Tell me that doesn't look like beer.
It does. I could probably get arrested for this.
It does. That's my favorite part. I could be arrested with this shit.
There was a story on social media that they reposted that somebody was like driving down the road drinking one of them. Cops stopped him. Didn't believe it was water.
I would have had him taste it. You big fuck.
He poured out some of it. He was like, wait, that looks like water. It's like, no shit. That's what I'm trying to tell you.
Did he not read the can?
I don't know.
Did the cop not read the can?
Do you think they're...
it's a cop, so yeah. Like, let's be honest. They didn't need to know too much to become one, so... You know. Nate,
I'm excited. I love the sparkling water, and I haven't had another sparkling water in a while. I just slurred the fuck out of my words there.
You did.
I apologize.
God bless.
It
woman.
Has been
You've
a long
one
day.
Shot. Jeez, Louise.
I've been Who's over Louise? A stove frying French fries for so long.
I don't know. I don't know any Louise.
Well, I know one.
Well, then that's Louise.
Yeah. Louise.
Louise.
Isn't that from Bob's Burgers?
No, it's Louise's G's. Yeah,
okay.
It's Louise's G's. Jesse, if you're listening to this, I love you.
Okay.
No, but wait. Don did have something he wanted to tell me.
Did I?
Yeah, you did, didn't you? You said he did, that we had to wait until we were on the podcast to talk about
you
it.
You did say you had something to tell him, yeah.
I don't remember. I'm shooting blanks here.
Did you lie? Did you lie to put him on the spot?
I mean, no, that'd be pretty funny if I did. I'm considering doing it again. But no.
So give him a keyword or something.
Yeah.
I can't remember. I thought he had it memorized.
Holy shit, guys.
It'll probably come to him like later tonight. I'll text you be like, oh, yeah, hey, by the way, this is what I want to tell you. It'd be pretty funny.
All right. Fair
Sorry,
enough.
It's everyone's favorite time of the day. Nathaniel gives some good advice.
We do it every week. Every week we do it. You guys love it. We never missed it.
All right, so earlier we were talking about someone got pulled over for some liquid death, and that's the cop didn't believe that it was water.
Correct. I would have been shot.
Well,
can that stay in?
I hope so. I mean,
I was just going to say, like, if that ever happens to you, ladies and gentlemen, and you've got a fresh can of liquid death in the car, just agree with the cop. Tell him it's beer. Tell them it's alcohol. Like, just tell them it's straight vodka if that's what they need to hear. Like, fuck it. What's going to happen? You're going to get a ticket.
Unless
you're
going
to get your license revoked. You're going to get put in jail. Shit happens. You can move on. You can live.
No, I will not.
That's great advice from Nathaniel Holly over here.
Thanks, Nate.
We need a soundbite for the start and end of that segment of our show.
He gave us one before in the pre-show that we can use to build up to it.
Well, I meant... No, yes. I don't need a fucking fidget spinner on the show.
I think it's great. That's some solid advice. like that.
Yeah.
Yeah, thanks for that advice.
I don't think Don likes that one as much.
Not a problem. And just in case you need me to break it down for you guys in the audience a little bit more, always drink and drive.
No. Always. Always.
No. I mean, you can hit kids anyways without the drinking.
Redacted.
Redacted, sure.
Do you have any good advice for people, Don?
Advice? Well, I can tell you that whoever's listening is probably doing a lot better than you give yourself credit for. And don't stress over the little things or other people's problems.
Aww. Hey, Don, what's like that on your forehead?
It is a Naruto headband, but it's fuck the hidden leaf. All my homies hate the hidden leaf.
Yeah, the hidden leaf. Yeah.
Yeah, you definitely understand this, don't you?
Actually,
you don't know anything.
Yep. I know everything there is to know. I'm the all knowing.
We finally got to use that. Oh, I like that button.
I'm pissed
a lot.
It was used against me.
It'll be used against so many people.
Whenever anybody's saying some just absolute fucking bullshit, that button's going off.
How is it bullshit? Because you don't know the facts?
I don't know. I just said.
Oh, yeah.
just the facts the with Don Ivory.
Just the facts. All right. Well, you know.
I like it.
This is where we're headed. This is as typical and as our
this
listeners.
This is the road we travel.
This
is your name Don or Donovan?
My name is Donovan, but I go by Don simply for everyone.
You could have definitely. I'm not going to cut it. I was just curious like, if it was Don or Donovan because I've heard it both ways.
It is Donovan.
Okay.
That's his government name.
Yeah. Also, my name is spelled Donavynne, so I usually go by Don.
Oh, yeah, and what's your phone number?
502-555-1234.
That's the wrong one.
All right, how about your social? Let's just keep this going.
if you were had as much money as your social, how much money
I would still be...
Okay. That's fine. Sorry. I don't want you to put yourself.
Hang on. Last question. If you're as rich as your credit card number expiration date and security number
all together.
I don't have a credit card.
All right, how about a debit card?
Eat my ass. You can have all 8 of my dollars.
I could buy like a fifth of tank of gas with that, so give me.
All right, now gas is like, what, $1.97 or something?
I can't buy anything.
That's why I said a fifth.
Is it a fifth? Yeah, it's a fifth.
A fifth of vodka.
Dare me to drive?
I fucking can't stand you.
What?
Do you not like Phil Collins?
Not the reference I thought you'd make. Holy shit.
Oh, thank man. All right. If you had an inconvenient... Or not inconvenient, but just unique, we'll say, superpower. Like, you just had some stupid shit as a superpower.
Is this show about superheroes and supervillains
and
superpowers?
You know what?
Absolutely.
It brings everyone together. Everyone together.
Because when they're not together, when the superhero saves them, they die. Devin, you can speak now.
I'm gonna fucking kill you.
There you go.
There's another one. Damn it.
There's another one, ladies and gentlemen. I really need to go back through and get the tally on that.
Don's like, what the fuck is happening?
I'm clueless.
We have a death threat counter because we knew when we were gonna sit down together, there's gonna be like we were gonna threaten each other.
That's amazing.
Yeah, Devin, I think has the highest number right now.
And the problem is, it's not that there's a counter. It's that eventually we're gonna be doing a show called Drinks on the Mothership, and for every five,
we changed it to every one.
Did we?
Yeah.
That's
no, I think this round, until we start Drinks on the Mothership, we should do it every five, and then everything we've all done until then.
It needs to be every five we did change it to every one because we knew we were being safe about it.
Yep.
So every single time that somebody makes a death threat or any kind of violent threat in any way, that's one shot that they have to take at the beginning of the episode.
Fair enough.
Yep.
Yeah. Devin, so far, I think you're at 5 or 6. So I need to go back, listen through.
It's not great.
You may as well just start chugging, bub.
and I should all keep
right, let's go. Stupid superpowers.
All right, okay, all right. So I want laser vision, but I have to make it inconvenient, idiot. Right? So I can only use laser vision when I fart.
No.
Like
yep.
I hate it.
Yep.
What? Hang on. Explain this. Explain it. What activates the laser vision in your fucking ass gas?
It's not important.
Is it the smell of your fucking farts hitting your eyes the right way?
I think... It's the smell hitting my eyes.
Oof. The fucking gas in the air contacting that, with think, your eyes creates an explosion.
What's happening is there's some fusion, or maybe fission, if you will, that happens when the gas is released from my crack. It allows for me to shoot laser beams from my eyes. Yes, sir. Yeah. All
right, cool.
Does it have to be something we want, or just in general? What
it just needs to be inconvenient,
and it can be what you want, but yeah, it has to be either just a stupid superpower or inconvenient as fuck for a good one.
Mm. Every time I sneezed, 100 pennies would pop up in my hand.
What kind of superpower is that?
I mean, I'm getting a money Jewish from one. It, but in the most inconvenient way possible. Can I say in that? All pennies.
What
I'd say, I get a dollar one? Every a time Jewish I sneeze, superpower? But in pennies.
Please, you really please, shouldn't. Please cut that.
You really
what,
shouldn't.
What did you just say?
I didn't hear it.
Move on.
No, say it again so we know what to cut.
No. I know what it is. Give her this. Give her that pad. She needs that. Around 16 minutes, please. Let's just try to cut that if it's all at all possible. All
right, Don.
What?
You're up.
I didn't even hear what he said.
I would love to be invisible when no one's looking. Invisibility when no one's looking.
Wait, wait. So if they look at you in any, like, because then you're invisible.
I could be so walking past you in your own house.
Yeah.
Balls out. And then if you just happen to look in that corner of the house, I would just.
Does that count on security cameras? Like if we had cameras
no,
around them?
It has no. to be eyeballs.
Yeah. Okay. What if there's eyeballs looking at the cameras?
No.
No. It has to be
direct.
Yeah. It has to be direct, like contact of the ass cheeks. Also, it only works when I'm naked. or else it'd be like a floating hoodie, you know?
Oh, so you're just wearing camo.
Mm-hmm. Pretty much.
Oh, my God. John All right, Cena. What about you, Nathaniel?
It's going to be hard to top that one.
That's...
Go for it.
No, I would want supreme hindsight. It doesn't matter what the situation is. The second the situation is over, I know it would have solved it.
Dang, oh, wow. That would be so annoying.
Would you like door number 1, 2, or 3? I'll go with 2.
Fuck! It was 1!
Before they even opened the door.
Yeah.
But I'm not allowed to go through 1 now because I've already chosen 2.
Yeah.
That would be more annoying than a superpower.
Yeah, but just think about how much I could fucking learn from my mistakes.
Yeah, yeah.
But would you?
No. No. Because every time I wouldn't want to. Every time I got the wrong answer, I would know the right one.
It's true. That's unfortunate.
That would be interesting.
And if I did get it right, then I just know how I could have made that easier on myself.
So
instead of putting in all that fucking work.
I don't have a rebuttal to any of what you just said.
Is there a rebuttal anywhere?
I have nothing for that. Good question though. Good question.
What about your biggest pet peeve while you're driving?
I can't drive.
So that's your biggest pet peeve.
Biggest pet peeve.
That's
walking down the street.
Walking down the street, people. Fucking hate people.
In general,
especially racist old white men. Hate them.
They cross the street when they see you walking by.
You're laughing. It's my reality. Thank you for laughing at the. Thank you for laughing at my struggles.
Yeah, man. You know, look.
Speechless.
I can't pretend to know what your struggles are as a white man. Yeah. I can't even pretend.
It's hard being a white man in America.
It's really easy, actually. Barely an inconvenience.
No, for me, it's really, really hard being a white man.
Some would say impossible.
Almost. I can sound white over the phone. That's about it.
I'll play it. Do it.
Hold on.
Okay. Getting.
Hey, this is Donovan calling back to say that you didn't get the job. So if you could contact Human Resources for me, that'd be great. The number is 555-4532.
You know what?
That's pretty fucking good.
I almost was thrown off by when you said Donovan, but then it was like, it was all right. It was fine.
Thank you.
Yeah, you're welcome. I mean, you know, at least you got the ivory thing going.
Yeah, everyone else likes it. It's just my name.
Wait, what? I missed something.
His last name's Ivory.
Oh, okay.
You know, everyone likes it.
How about that middle name, G?
I got two of those.
How about those middle names, G?
Quavon and Kentrey. You couldn't spell him if you tried.
So your full name is what?
Donovan Quavon Kentrey Big Dick Ivory.
You know what? That's better than Devin Nicholas Whitney Gray.
Please say psych like right now. It's fucking Whitney.
Yeah, it's a family name.
I'm fucking with it.
I'm not.
If my middle name was like Natasha or something, I'd rock with it.
Bro, I'd fucking love if my name was Natasha.
Oh, fuck yeah.
I mean, you can go get it changed.
Legally.
Well, that's I don't want to pay for that.
I'd still call you
Nate. Real quick, guys. I need everybody right now. Turn the podcast off. I don't give a fuck. Leave the podcast running. I want the view. Go now onto Twitter and follow at grayman_media.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little picture of an alien. We're almost at 1,000 listens. That means Nathaniel is going to be dyeing his hair any color that you, that's right, you, the listeners, choose. There's going to be a vote. It's going to be on Twitter. Go follow them right now. That way you get to decide what wacky-ass hair color Nate picks.
Sup, bitch?
Zoom. Can we get a soundbite of that? Just sup, bitch.
Probably.
Please.
Probably. I don't have one of Nate yet.
Sup, bitch?
It's because he's usually on.
Yeah.
We had one we were going to use, but it hasn't come back up yet.
Yes. And I will not artificially make that appear.
I was going to say, the fucking redacted works pretty well, though.
Redacted does work pretty well in that situation.
How come you didn't press the button?
Because he didn't want to.
Definitely should.
I failed.
Wow, that's crazy, Donovan. I didn't fucking realize we made you gray man.
What was the question?
Your biggest pet peeve while driving.
Oh, okay.
Look, I don't want to be gray man. All right. He's got it real nice.
You're right. You want to be white man?
No.
Jesus.
I'm fine being brown. Thank you.
So if I'm driving and somebody speeds up to get in front of me and then doesn't continue that speed, that pisses me off. I hate that shit. Like, you really went through all that trouble to get in front of me only to slow down? Like, for real? Now I got to do the same dumbass shit. And furthermore, I have to drive 90 miles per hour to get away from your dumbass so I don't do the same thing you just did to me. That shit's annoying.
I just run them off the road.
Yep. We killed two families on the way here.
They were
Is that redacted too?
People who hug the dotted line, like as you're driving down the road, so it looks like they might try to get in your lane, but maybe they won't. Dodge that drives the shit out of me. Instead of driving center lane, so you can tell where they're at, when they start like hovering towards the dotted line, like almost going in your lane, it scares the shit out of me.
And they never use a blinker. They never use a blinker when they actually...
Or how about the people who use blinkers and then just don't actually turn or get into the other lane?
I just attribute that to being old. Yeah. What are you going through?
My eyes widened.
I saw.
I was going to say I saw the truth, but I didn't see shit.
That's the truth.
Yep. That's the truth.
Nothing is real.
Remember your crazy story about what happened over that underpass by Plainview area?
Yeah.
That shit.
Yeah, like...
That shit.
Was it last week? I think it was last week. I was going to work. It was starting to get dark because now it gets still fucking dark in the morning.
Yeah. The sun said, psych, I'm not here.
But I'm going past, going under the passage. And you know, there's two left lanes. It's turning to the highway. That's what they're for.
Yes.
It gets down to like 10 feet of that. There's a car beside me going, immediately just speeds up and gets right in front of me. Scared the shit out of me.
What the fuck is wrong with you, Devin?
No, nothing, nothing. What are you talking about? Shut up. Just quiet. Don't say anything.
Fine. I'm sorry for interrupting.
Nate, watch out for the horn, bro.
Who wants a kiss?
Probably Devin.
That was perfectly timed. There you go.
Thanks, sweetheart.
Yeah. Motherfucker.
Nathaniel choked on his drink when I said that.
He's horny.
I'm not going to comment.
So, Nate, what are you drinking out of?
Stop. I have to listen
That's
to this
my
later.
Ale horn.
He's being serious, guys. Don't worry.
Yeah, no, that is, I'm being dead serious. That is going to be a company called Alehorn. You can find them online at www.devinjustthrewsomethingatme.com. I repeat, that is www.alehorn.com. They are also available on Amazon. They make fantastic fucking authentic horn cups and mugs. And they're fucking great. Not a sponsor, but can be.
Please sponsor us.
This man just did a complete adlet or fucking...
ad read, ad libbed.
Like a freestyled ad read. for a company that no one asked him to do that for.
Yep, and I'll do it again.
Please don't start. Not again.
What a...
Oh, fuck.
This motherfucker's off the rails.
He's off the rails?
It happened quick.
Yeah.
He's already had too much Dr. Pepper, man. He's already had like 18 Dr. Peppers.
Honestly, it's probably because he hasn't had enough.
He's going through withdrawals, guys.
Yeah.
Why do you sound so sad?
It's a sad day when you don't got Dr. P.
Fair enough.
Eric? Oh
my God.
Cheers, brother.
Oh, Lord. Guys are fucking psychopaths. All of you.
I mean,
Dr. P got in my eye. No, Dr. P likes me.
Well,
was it Dr. P or just P?
Or R. Kelly.
Oh my God.
That's Doc P.
So, Donovan, do you have a question for us?
A question for you all.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
No.
As an avid listener.
No. Unless you guys want to make a callback episode or something like that. I mean, not really.
Callback episode. Do you remember like 5 seconds ago when we asked Don if he had a question? Yeah, you got a question, boss?
No, I don't.
That's all right, because it's everybody's favorite part of the episode. We do it every week. Never miss it. Since episode one, it's Don Tells a Story. Don, tell us a story.
All right. What do you want to know?
It's a story.
Yeah, it's going to your story.
I want to hear your story about rabbits.
Rabbits?
Yeah, yeah, the one involving the fucking rabbit and the wild giraffe you saw.
All right, that's cap. So, since you said rabbit, I used to be in AP English in, like, sophomore year.
Sure.
And we were reading that one book of Mice and,
Mice and Men.
Yeah, that. And we got to the part where...
The giraffe?
No, there's no giraffe. We got to the part where, well, first of all, the N-word is strewn throughout that whole book. I think it's in there at least 4 times.
Okay.
Sorry, what was the alternate title for that book?
Oh, I looked this up.
Blacks and Men.
No, it was like the Book of Something.
I don't know.
Yeah.
It was like Something Happens. It was like Something Happens in this book.
Don, tell the rest of your story.
All right, so, the N-word was strewn throughout the book, and no one ever wanted to say it except for you know who. shout out Derek. But me and my friend Tim would sat across the room from each other, and every time the N-word would pop up in the book, we would look at each other from across the room and just not say a word, because I went to a majority black school, but there were enough white people. And also the teacher was white for it to be a little awkward, and you could see it sometimes. So we would just stare at each other until someone said it. And so.
Y'all bust up laughing every time they did.
Absolutely. Because it always sounded awkward. Because
it's got to be the most nervous way to stand in front of class. Be like, I got to say this word. What?
Yeah, I feel uncomfortable when I say it in front of, 25 plus people. 24 in my word, it's fine.
24, it's fine. 25, I can.
Yeah, 24, it's fine. 26, great. I love it. 25.
Something about that number. Shaky.
But, that's how I made one of my best friends.
The giraffe.
Yes, the giraffe, also known as Timothy. Tim, you're probably not going to hear this because you'll probably forget to listen, but I love you, kid.
Better not forget to listen.
You better, right,
we'll Tim. You better listen.
We're Tim, talking to you,
Tim. We're really counting on you, man.
Yeah. Don't forget to go follow us on Twitter, Tim.
Grayman _ media.
Yeah, hit me with that beeped out last name of his, so we know who we're talking about.
Actually, I can say his old last name, which was Hajimad at the time. Yes, there's an H and a J in it.
All right, yeah, we're gonna have to bleep that out.
No, keep it. Hajimad is how we used to say it. Is that racist?
It might be.
I don't know.
Wait,
I hope not.
So
I didn't mean
why does he have 2 different names?
Because he took his dad's last name, which I will not say over the air.
That's fair.
Where did he take it?
Switched it.
Shut
hopefully
prom.
Not from his
the
father.
Fuck. Up.
They
oh
take the prom.
But yeah, shout out my man Tim. He's going to Army or some shit.
That's
like
what's up, Tim. Hey, that's what's up, Tim.
Shout out, Tim. Thanks, man.
Fuck yeah, man.
That's what's up.
Shout out for good luck in basics. Very racist country.
Huh? You and that TIE fighter.
Every week.
Did you guys know that a lot around the world, a lot of people who build buildings decide to leave the 13th floor out? Did you guys know that?
That's fucking stupid.
It's bad luck.
That's some real shit that's actually happening in the world.
Why? That makes sense.
There's always going to be a 13th floor, though.
There's going to be a 13th floor. They just changed the number to 14.
Wow.
What? Like, what is
that? That's confusion. What if I'm dyslexic? What if I struggle to count and I only made it to 15 and you just don't put 13 on there? What am I supposed to do?
Wait, what do you mean? You make it to 15 and they forget to put 13? Like, what?
You have a panic attack. Is what happens
in the elevator.
You start hyperventilating and go into a seizure.
What?
That's how anxiety works. That's how it feels.
I guess good thing no one can see you, so you won't be embarrassed.
Nah, I'm secondhand embarrassment for the fucker that didn't put 13 on.
Okay,
there.
But wait, are you naked and is anybody looking at you?
Absolutely not.
Then you're invisible. The no one will see you.
Yeah, exactly. Fair enough.
I definitely use this fart laser vision to get you out of the elevator and save you.
Thanks, man. Come on.
Yeah, dude, I got you, dog.
I was going to say, if it'll make you feel any better, I'll know exactly what we could have done after you're dead. I'll be like, huh, I'll use that for next time. Next time we have an invisible man in the elevator that we can't see that's having a panic attack and then went into a seizure.
And I'll get you some change. If you need pennies for anything, I'll have plenty of pennies.
Put some pennies on your eyes. We'll send you out Greek style.
There we go.
Please do.
You got to be able to pay the reverse.
I think there are gold coins.
It's fine.
That's fine.
It's fine.
It's the same thing.
I think they're their own like currency.
Yeah.
Do you know
what
it's called?
Is it called ducats?
Drachma.
That's what it was called.
Yeah.
He's not kidding about that. He's not kidding about that.
Where are you going?
He's getting more alcohol.
I couldn't remember what they were called.
It's what?
It's like not as like exaggerated, but it's like drachma.
Drachma?
Drachma. Like I don't have a Greek accent, so I can't say
what it. Is it that type of coin?
Yes.
Yeah.
Is it only for that?
Yeah.
No.
I mean,
well, they spent it also.
Yeah.
But,
okay.
It's an old currency that was used to bypass and get into the underworld because you fucking dead.
Rip.
Rip person. Rip person. You're dead now. Rip
Shout
person.
Out to my man Hades.
All right. That's say my man Hades. You
we
die.
Still love you.
And you have to cross the river Styx. Yep. No one put coins on your eyes. They had to put something else. What are you going to try to offer to get across?
Dildo and a vibrator, depending on which way it goes?
No. I mean, yes, but no. Because that's already taken. Bastard. But,
No, I'll actually put cocaine on one eye, just a, like, fucking weed on the other.
Oh yeah,
a let's weed. Get zooted. Yeah. A singular weed.
Oh, mate,
I do weed too.
Kid.
Do you guys do weed?
Nope.
I've done like 3 weeds.
Do it.
I knew a friend who did 4 and he died.
Did he OD on weed?
Huh?
Did he OD on weed?
Yeah,
on
he did.
On the weeds.
On the weed.
On the weeds.
Jessica earlier texted me. She was like, "The Twitter," and I was like, oh my fucking God. You're the head of the Twitter department.
My autocorrect wasn't working and I was not there mentally, so it didn't work.
It's
fair.
Likely story is what I like to say.
And it was funny as fuck because Devin replied. I didn't even notice. I hit send and I moved on with my life. Devin texted me that and I was like, well, it's officially going to be called the Twitter for me for the rest of my life.
Yep.
She's 1,000.
Hey, at least I'll say the email.
Oh God.
The internet.
The internets.
Mm-hmm. Internets, yeah.
One of the funniest things I've ever heard an old person do is call electricity current.
Oh, yeah, the current went out. Yeah, the current run into your house.
That's interesting. Yeah. Why?
I don't know. They're old.
You know, it's not technically wrong.
How
wrong.
Old are they? Electricity's been around forever.
This lady is like 4 or 5 and really, really old.
I thought you were saying 4 or 5 for a second. I was like, yeah, no. Fucking ancient. Man.
I was waiting on 100, and then I was like, I don't
she's
believe
like
you, Don. I don't believe you.
I actually don't know how old she is. She's one of my friend's grandmas.
I got you.
You ever just be alive since the 1500s?
No.
Is
no,
Keanu
no.
Reeves? He's an immortal. Did you know that?
Yeah, I did.
Yeah.
Okay, I'm glad we're all
Chuck
educated.
Norris seems to be more immortal right now.
Yeah, I don't know. You think the COVID will get him, or you think
two people that I want to see in the same fucking movie? Two people that I want to see in the same fucking movie: Shia LaBeouf and Keanu Reeves.
Fair enough.
Yeah. Why not?
That'd be an interesting genre.
That'd be a...
What that's for sure.
They're both versatile. Well,
they could both play immortals. They could both be like the fucking gods of Earth battling over which one actually gets rain.
Shia LaBeouf?
Shia LaBeouf.
Yeah. That'd be really fucking funny.
I haven't seen my movie in...
You know whose face
so
I hate?
Long.
Mine?
No, I like yours.
Oh, baby.
Do you like your brother's face?
My brother's face?
Yeah.
TJ's?
That's the one.
I have plenty of brothers.
this guy plenty of them. Fuck him.
Well, TJ's face is delectable.
Delectable?
I can't wait for you to hear this.
Just soundbite that onto the fucking thing specifically for TJ next week.
Oh, I can say it again, but like with nothing. Like,
all right, everybody, quiet.
Delectable.
No, you gotta say
no.
TJ's face.
Oh, TJ's face is delectable.
Yeah, specifically for TJ next week.
Yeah. I'll make it happen.
I will say nothing of this. You will know nothing of it. And be completely
surprised. You got anything you want to say to Eric?
a few things. It sounds like.
How about a word?
A word. Well, it's what's definitely on? Address Eric. That way, when I press the button, it's very obvious what's going on.
Piss. I'll never let him live it down.
No
last
one
will. Should have found out.
Salt will never let him live it down either.
Who?
Salt.
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 That's a weird movie. Have you ever seen that movie?
Yeah, I like have. That song. It was a weird movie.
Or that movie.
What? Well, hold on. What do you mean salt will never let him live that down? What do you mean by that?
Piss is salty. Yeah.
Nathaniel has also drank in piss.
I have not. That's what I've heard.
That's what I learned. That's
did you not hear Eric say it?
I don't remember.
I swear to God he said it.
I don't think he said it. I think Thomas said it.
It could have been Thomas.
Thomas did drink his own piss.
I think he said it was salty.
He drank it, though. He didn't just taste it. He drank it.
You know what?
Can you imagine getting addicted to drinking your own piss?
No.
No, it couldn't be me.
I was going to say, I fucking hate my body, and the sooner it dies, the better, but I'm not trying to kill it that quick.
That was a thing. A woman did that.
What happened?
It's My Strangest Addictions as a TV show.
Yeah.
Fuck that show.
She brushed her teeth with her own urine.
Don't watch that show.
How do you
piss enough to have an addiction to it?
That's a good question. But still.
Is it clear?
All right.
Oh, no.
Can we
Oh, that's fucking disgusting.
Can we please move on from this topic? I'm getting uncomfortable.
So there was another guy on that show.
Put this horn in your neck.
That's not where I thought he was going to say.
Is that a tally?
Yeah, that was definitely.
No, it's going like down his throat. He's deep throating this bitch.
Oh, that's easy for him.
You said in my neck. That was pretty violent.
I think it's a 0.5 of a mark.
Yeah, this is 0.5, bitch. I think that's my second 0.5.
Probably. So now, I think
welcome
so, yeah.
to one.
Oh, he's got more than that.
I've got like two or three.
Yeah. Again, I really got to go back. It's going to take me a while.
He's the one that's screwed, though, because he's the one that's got to build him up until he's 21.
I mean, it's right. We're not going to go until I'm 21.
Which
so you're going to be fucked.
You know what, though? I'm a professional.
Right. At what?
At alcohol.
Sucking cock.
That is not something you should brag about.
Yep, I do, though.
Why?
Because I'm good at it.
Fuck yeah, dude. Live it up.
I got one
beef
life.
Kiss early. Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Fuck yeah, dude.
Oh, my God. Nate, put it down.
I looked away from you for 3 seconds.
And he started doing some dumb shit.
I love it. You continue to impress.
Speaking of things I'm happy I can do, I've been practicing knife juggling.
He almost gave me an actual anxiety attack in the restaurant.
Devin.
The butterfly knife?
No. He was just tossing up fucking big
what
ass knives.
What are you doing at the restaurant?
He almost gave me an actual anxiety attack.
Passing time.
Because he was throwing them, and like I was just like, he's going to die.
So it's the Nates that are doing that, because Nate started doing that at work, too. And he told Brett about it, and she started screaming. And I was like, what the fuck? I found that out. So it's just Nates. Nates just want to throw knives around and try to kill themselves in a restaurant.
See, the difference is I'm good at it.
Evidently, he was, too. He still has his hands.
Well, he fucked up and told Brett.
Yeah, you guys got to fight now.
That was pretty funny.
You know Brett has listened to multiple ones of these episodes, right?
Hi, Brett.
Just cut this out.
No. Nope.
Hi, Brett. No. I've never met you before, but hi.
So I
fuck it, we ball.
I've been listening to Face Jam recently.
You listen to Face Jam?
I've been listening to Face Jam.
He listens to Face Jam.
Did you know he listens to Face Jam?
You gotta listen
to
Face Jam.
He does listen to Face Jam.
Fuck his face, Jim.
It's so funny. It's a different podcast.
Oh.
Yeah.
So you're cheating on me?
It's about food.
It's a more popular podcast.
It's a much more popular podcast, but it's because there are people who are already established in
the It's called Face Jam because they're jamming food in their face.
Correct.
So you have to listen to them eat?
Well, oh, yeah, they eat and then start recording.
It's like an ASMR.
No, they eat and then they record.
Stop!
Fucking stop.
But one of the funniest things to me was that for a long time of us recording this show, there were multiple times where we'd be like, do we need to cut that? Or can that stay in? It happens all the time on this show. Mm-hmm. On Face Jam, it happens all the time. I'm just so happy there are other podcasters out there that are like, should we cut that?
I made a joke earlier that's probably going to get cut.
Yeah, don't worry about it, bro. We're going to take care of that. Or we won't.
I mean, I don't have a career.
You have to listen and find out.
I'm fine.
Guys, if you heard it, you know. And if you didn't, well, we cut it. So that's how it works.
And believe me, if we actually cut it from the episode, this man says some fucking foul shit.
Cap.
Not necessarily.
That's cap.
I've cut people saying names, phone numbers, addresses.
Yeah, that's fucking
before.
Foul shit. Like, the names people say on this bitch, fucking nasty.
I'll tell you one disgusting fucking name. Nathaniel Hawley.
Fuck that guy. I hope he fucking dies in a car
wreck.
I
have a better name for Nathaniel if everyone's down.
Can we no. please cut that?
No. We're not doing that. Okay. What's your favorite kind of muffin?
I'm definitely allergic to muffins. Wait, I can't muffin? Eat eggs or nuts.
I guess cakes.
Yeah, I've already offered him a muffin. He said, oh, I'm deathly allergic. I was like, yeah, all right, cool. You want a blueberry or what?
Eggs. They have eggless muffins.
Yeah, can't they make it with applesauce?
Yeah.
Yeah. My friend Tyler, he's like someone's grandma. He's like my grandma.
He's like someone's grandma.
he really loves to bake. Shout out, Tyler.
I
love you.
I was talking to Don earlier in the car on the way here, right? And
you were doing that?
Yeah, he
so you were talking to Don.
So I was talking to Don, right? We were on the way here. He fucking pulls out stuff in my car. Actually,
are you guys fucking in the car?
No.
No, there's not enough room.
That's what he pulled out, the condom.
I'm 6'4" and like...
Oh, my God.
All right, so we're going to move on, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, oh, man. That's a lot to cut.
No, it's not. It's like 5 seconds.
I mean, no, I'm not talking about it due to Don's request.
I understand. The more we talk about this subject...
Then
next
stop.
Question.
Then
why
stop.
Are you talking slowly?
Asshole.
You know, Don, you're the bravest fucking person I've had on here because everybody else has insinuated that I'm an asshole, but has never said it directly.
Really?
Yeah, I appreciate that. I appreciate that, honestly. Well, except for these two, but they, obviously.
We live with you at this
they
point.
They don't give me no respect anyway, so it doesn't matter.
Yeah,
I completely respect you, but I'll call you an asshole jokingly.
I mean,
because
I am.
I didn't say it.
Oh, no, I'll say it. You're a fucking great boss, and I love working for you.
Exactly.
No, I would never lie to your face like that. You're an asshole.
Yeah.
He owns my soul right now. So like,
it's definitely not true.
It's actually true.
If it makes you feel any better, he doesn't even own his own soul.
Yeah, you're right.
Yeah, he signed that away. He signed a contract. He actually signed a fucking contract. He sold his soul.
Fair enough.
So we're drinking Bird Dog today.
Way to change the subject, soulless man.
And it's blackberry flavored whiskey. I gotta say, it's delicious.
Yeah.
It's fucking great.
It smells really nice.
Yeah, it's really good. Blackberries in general. Blackberries are really good.
African-American berries, please.
What? Oh. I was like, what? Why do they call them blackberries, though? They're purple.
Well,
no, they're like, definitely black on the outside. They're purple on the inside, black on the outside.
Grapes are purple.
They're not that black, though. They're more like a purple or blue.
We used to grow them. Yes,
yeah,
they
they're
are.
They're like purple and blue. I literally have some in the freezer. They're like a dark purple, well, dark blue.
Those go to special ed for Blackberry School.
Oh, no. Are we allowed to say that?
God.
I don't know, man. These are looking pretty purple.
See, I'm telling you, they're purple. Why? They should be called purple berries.
That'd be some shit.
Purple berries.
What are you going
Why for? Is a blueberry called blueberry? It's purple as
because
well.
Because people are lazy. An orange is called an orange for
and
what?
Why do we not have a red berry? We got blueberry.
Don't talk to me unless we're talking about red onions.
Yeah, those are purple too. That's another thing.
Red cabbage?
Yeah, why are those not
that's
red?
That's some sus ass shit.
That's tomatoes. Not red.
Tomatoes?
Tomatoes.
What's your gripe about tomatoes, sir? I
fucking hate tomatoes.
What? Yes. Tomatoes are... I eat tomatoes like apples. They're
She's
so
fucking
good.
Gross.
I would
why.
Rather Dude, die.
Bro, those are one of the only main food... mainstream foods you can eat that you aren't going to die by eating. Why would you hate those?
Do you like pizza sauce and stuff? Like,
yeah, I would like eat it if it's like not straight tomato, but like I will definitely go out of my way to avoid a tomato coming into contact with my tongue.
Tongue specifically.
I need more Dr. Pepper.
We're crazy.
Just tongue no, specifically.
It's as warm as my love for you.
Well, I'm definitely throwing it away now.
Oh, all right, then what's y'all's opinions on bananas? I say they got to be slightly green still.
Fucking disgusting. Bananas.
Brown bananas start tasting way too sweet.
Bananas are just as bad as tomatoes.
What?
Really?
Yeah.
What kind of food do you like?
Oh, literally anything that isn't those two things. Congratulations, you have found the two things I hate most.
You know, I like bananas. Dare I say they're one of my favorite fruits, but I have never in my life gone out of my way to find or eat them. I will only eat them when I'm directly offered them and someone's already fucking peeled it for me. I will never go out of my way to find them, but they are one of my favorite fruits.
Man, if we turn back into monkeys, you're fucked.
Yeah, I'll fucking starve to death. The only thing I'll be eating is the fucking lint off your back.
Fair enough.
You can have bugs off of it
too. Yeah, that's true. Every now and again, I'll get some fleas. Just all that shit right up. Protein. Think I'll stand at the top of anthills and just.
Would you eat a bowl of crickets?
Do I get cheese?
No.
Fuck.
It's chocolate covered crickets. Would you eat a whole bowl of them?
Can it be white chocolate?
That's fine.
Fuck yeah.
You'd do it. What about you, Nate? You think you can eat a bowl of crickets?
If they're salted.
Salted?
Yeah, salted.
Ooh, that'd probably be pretty good.
Absolutely not. Don't even look at me.
I would do it.
Nope.
I like the salted idea because I was thinking chocolate covered, but I think salted would probably be
good. I guess y'all are more worldly than me.
Yeah, I was going to say salted chicken. Salted chickens. Salted crickets. Yeah, fucking eating baby chickens like fucking chips.
Have you never?
No, salted crickets do taste a lot like corn chips.
You're saying chicken nuggets aren't made from chicks?
Crunch.
I thought they were. Mine.
Alone.
I mean, it depends on who makes them. If you make them, I'd prefer to use the smaller ones. Pretty compact already.
Don't have to do much.
All you gotta do is just make sure it's not alive.
You guys ever play the Fable games?
Yeah.
You know, you can eat the baby chickens and they crunch real bad?
Yes.
That's all I could think about when you said that shit.
I like my chicken nuggets with gristle in them. Those are the best. When you get a little crunchy surprise in your fucking chicken nuggets, I hate it.
The little eyeballs, the squish.
No, the
it's like little pockets of juice. What are you talking about?
Wishbone. Yes. It's all natural gravy.
That sounds like something that isn't safe for children.
Sounds like something from like a horror movie. The killer brings us in, here's your dinner, and then leaves.
Self-made
gravy.
Then
fucking walks back in with just a full eyeball. Oh, almost forgot the gravy. Cracks it like an egg, just pours it over your food.
That's, you know, might be onto something there.
Oh my God.
Have to try it and find out. We don't know.
Hey, Devin, do you need both of your eyeballs?
Y'all got 20/20, dog. Don't take them from me. Take them from somebody who's already blind. Take
Donovan Chainsaw Massacre.
Once Absolutely. You, hey, no, 20/20 is the juiciest, though. If once your eyes start degrading, there's not as much juice in there.
That's not true. If they degrade to a certain point, they'll start getting swollen and there'll be more juice.
Yeah, you got to wait a while.
Fair enough. Fermented eyeball?
Yeah,
man.
If you took a like full 20/20 from like Devin, it'd be a minty eyeball.
Minty, yeah. Mint condition, yeah. Mm.
But maybe you want a little bit of mint flavor. On your chicken nuggets. You never know.
Chicken nuggies.
Yeah.
Y'all are fucking disgusting.
I don't know who this y'all is. You're throwing it around too loosely for me. It's you.
Aren't you the one that actually started this conversation?
I was defending us. He's the odd one out. We need to gang up against him.
Actually, I think I started the conversation when
Even better.
When I said the thing about chicken nuggets and chicks.
I'm pretty sure as far as... Any no, you know what? No, I'm not gonna say it.
All right,
what?
Go for it.
I'm not gonna do it.
We're all friends here. Except for Nate.
He sounded like a cat that was like coughing up a hairball.
Yeah, no. He's been doing this since I got here.
He's been eating them cats.
He does enjoy a good cat.
Hairball.
You know? Groom yourself?
Yes. I watched him do it earlier.
Nate, we talked about this. What was the intervention about?
Did he do the leg, the weird leg stretch?
Yes. He was getting down dirty. He was like, he threw the other one over his shoulder with some shit.
But I can do that, though.
At least he shaved, is my, you know.
That's where you're wrong.
I was trying to give you benefit of the doubt for all the people who hear this.
I don't even know what to go with on this.
You know what, Nate? I'm going to need you to pluck the longest ass hair you got. Give it over to Don. Let him floss his teeth with that shit.
Hell no. I would rather die. I do not associate with this man.
Oh my god. He's your ride home man.
Bro, yeah. I swear to god, if you pull out any fucking body hair and
please fucking don't. Please.
I will almost make a death threat.
Almost.
I am uncomfy.
Uncomfy. Yeah. You're uncomforting our guests.
I watched him do it. I fucking watched him do it. I need.
What's your favorite day of the week?
Favorite day of the week is. Fucking stop.
Nathaniel, grow up.
I'm going to cry.
This, just so you know, Don, this is the most abuse any of our guests have ever taken.
I know. It's because I'm blunt. Eric's real too, but you know.
See what you do? Yeah. What?
I'm going to get this podcast canceled.
No, the fuck Thanks. You won't.
Thanks. Just you, though.
Just me?
Yeah.
We're going to cancel Nate. Wouldn't
be the first
Nate.
Person.
We'll cancel enough. Nate.
God.
What well, the hell just happened?
He just attacked his fucking microphone. He's not being invited back on.
I'm sorry.
Devin, can you help him fix the...
Please, yeah, I'm scared.
You. You're fine. Do this, and then we'll do that.
Yeah, that one's a little feisty. There you go.
Thank you.
Yeah, do you need it up or move back?
Well, I need to move back to my original position.
Before. Nathaniel's scared on completely.
Terrified.
Back to question.
All right.
Favorite day of the week?
Tuesday.
I'd say Wednesday.
Tuesday.
Sunday.
Sunday.
Why Sunday?
Because that's when we record Gray Man.
I say that, but this also, this is our Friday. We get the next two days off, so it's like the best day of the week.
These episodes, like recording these episodes, are honestly the highlight of my week, almost always.
Absolutely.
Sometimes I'll do something cool with the kids.
But yeah, I was going to say, sometimes we have Eric on.
I mean, yeah, and then it's kind of a dull.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of hate myself.
Always boring.
Honestly, I just can't stand the guy. You know, just really love that guy so much.
I love the compliment sandwich.
You know, Eric, you're a really nice guy. I really wish you'd stop being such a piece of shit, but dude, keep doing what you're doing. Love you. There's your compliment sandwich.
Yeah.
I don't like it.
You don't like it?
Definitely allergic.
You never heard...
It's the mayo.
Yeah.
You like, never heard of the compliment sandwich?
You put mayo
sandwich?
On it? Disgusting.
On sandwiches? Yeah, if it's like a deli sandwich, you can't eat mayo. You don't.
No, no, no. I'm talking about the compliment sandwich. You're going too deep into the wormhole here.
I am
too abrupt.
All the way in the wormhole.
Yes,
I'm
but
all
like,
the way in there.
But like,
I'm gonna keep going.
Do you put mayo on the compliment sandwich?
Oh wow! Did you just have that thing that you did, and then you just did it to me too?
What?
All right, tell me what you thought.
Please. I was saying, Don was asking me what he should drink when he turns 21. I told him to ask you about the worm.
Oh, right. Yeah, no, I told him about that.
The worm?
No, Isaac told me about that. Isaac asked me earlier. Isaac asked, you're getting Don and Isaac confused.
Now, I've definitely talked to Don about this.
Don?
I'm not saying it hasn't happened.
God damn it, dude.
I slightly remember a conversation about
something. Isaac approached me earlier today, and he was like, hey, I asked Nate what I should drink.
When I also talked to Isaac about this.
I talked to Nate, and I asked him what I should drink when I'm 21. And you said to Isaac, you should ask Devin about the worm. Because there's a specific type of, it's like tequila. It's called mezcal. Mm-hmm. And it's very similar to tequila, but they put a worm in it.
No.
You guys keep talking. I'll try to find a...
I was going
to
say, worms aren't that terrible.
I know, but like, you know,
they're worms. Don't tell that to dogs.
What?
Don't tell that to dogs.
But, yeah,
that is true.
Yeah. I was saying, anybody want to have a rebuttal against that one?
Fair enough.
Not those kind.
How about big-ass earthworms when you pull them up when you're a kid and they're like fucking almost a foot long?
Yeah.
You were that motherfucker, weren't you?
We all were.
5 cent okay. foot long? I'm gonna need you to put your foot in here soon. What?
Okay. All right. Okay. I'm ready. What do you need, bro?
I was going to ask if I... Can I get another... Mountain water.
Absolutely, good sir. Give me just one moment.
Thank you so
one
much.
One moment later.
Keep it going, guys.
It sucks that the sparkling water has the cooler can.
You want sparkling water? I got sparkling water.
Sparkling water is hell.
There's sparkling water.
You know, for not being able to eat much, you sure as fucking are picky about what you eat.
Look, I may not like myself, but I do not fully hate myself. All right? Sparkling water is just angry water. That's all it is.
It's angry
water. No, it's spicy water.
It tastes like static in your mouth, and sometimes that can be cool.
There's a demon in every can.
Yeah.
There is a demon in every can. You know, what if the company's not lying and you really just fucking do sell your soul to go to hell as soon as you die?
I was already going.
All right.
Fuck it, we ball.
We have been balling.
All right. So here's a video from my 21st birthday of me taking
the worm shot.
The worm.
Oh, man.
Damn.
That's, oh, it's an actual.
No, it's an actual.
That's disgusting.
I tried to get all my friends to try to take it from me, but Marcus, my boss's, the big guy, yeah. he bought it for me. He's like, "That's your worm," and I made the mistake of telling my friends that, and they were like, "Nah, that's your worm, bro."
Fucking disgusting.
And then I tried to get a worm out of Michael when he turned 21. He threw it. Michael's one of my friends. Sorry. He was on the show before.
I was going to say, he was on Down to Earth. Down to Earth, yeah. Go listen to his video, by the way.
Yeah, go listen to that. He'll also be on Thoughts for the Mothership sooner rather than later.
Very sooner rather than later.
Right now, let's switch.
As a matter of fact, ladies and gentlemen, Michael Colt. No, I'm just kidding.
Woo!
But he threw it up. He threw up the worm. That's
sexual.
That went down, then back up.
Oof. Yeah, as bad as it is going down, I can't imagine it coming back up.
What did it feel like going down?
I didn't let it hang out very long, so
I think Devin's,
it was rough.
I was going to say, I think Devin's exact words to me were, it slithered.
Oh, is it still, it can't be still alive, can it?
No, but it's a worm in liquid going down your throat. It's going to move around and feel like alive.
Yeah, it looked like a finger.
And then when it gets in your stomach, you get, you see shit after you take that worm.
Yeah, supposedly you get like a little LSD trip or something.
What kind of worm's in it? We can look at this up.
It's whatever worm feeds on the mezcal plant.
So somebody was just
or
like, fuck it.
Cave plant?
Fuck, we're putting it in the bottle.
Yeah, I mean, it's marketing bullshit. It doesn't do anything. It's so that crazy white Americans can be like, yo, dude, look at this bottle with the worm in it.
Have you ever had, what is it? Oh, shit. It's like,
oh, yeah, I've had that one.
Hold on, shut the front door, dude. Yeah, El something. El Dorado. It has gold flakes in it.
No, I've never had that.
Yeah, it's hell. I've never had it. I have to clarify, I've never had it, but my adults have told me.
My adults.
Yes, my adults.
You're 18?
Yes. And?
My adults.
Yes. My adults have told me about El Dorado, and it is a dumb choice to make.
El Dorado. The City of Gold.
It's a good movie.
Do you know that Doritos translates to little pieces of gold?
No.
Oh, now you do.
Holy shit.
The more you know.
Holy shit. This man just imparted wisdom to me.
That could absolutely be cap. I don't remember where that knowledge came from, so.
Hey, Nate, would you like to join the table instead of playing with my fucking TIE fighter for the millionth time?
No, because I dropped something for it. I gotta find it to fix the TIE fighter for the millionth time.
Lovely.
Don, what's your favorite Star Wars movie?
Favorite Star Wars movie?
And why are you wrong?
I think my favorite Star Wars movie is...
I don't remember that one.
You were about to.
I think it might be...
Nate's eyes got so big.
I think it might be Revenge of the Sith or Attack of the Clones.
Oh, Don, I respect you so much.
Because those were the two that I saw first.
Okay.
As a youngling. Right.
All right. As a young
before Anakin came.
You escaped through the window, didn't you?
And I fucking should have stayed.
I was going to say, which time?
Yes.
Like
death and destruction go where I go. Anakin follows always.
Wait, did Anakin reincarnate to you?
Is this Anakin Skywalker?
Shh, not your business. I miss Padme.
If this is Anakin Skywalker, give me a sign.
Hey, bro, fuck Obi-Wan.
That's him!
Obi-Wan's a bitch.
He turned my fucking wife against me.
You turned her against me!
No, I think Don did that himself.
No, I did not. Why do you think we had two kids? Everything was smooth.
Man, I bet they would have been a lot better off with a father. Or a mother.
Who has dads? Name one person who has a dad.
This episode, fucking head down. This episode just started over.
Full circle.
But he tried to be in his kid's life eventually.
For the last 15 seconds of it.
Yeah. Right after he tried to kill him a couple times.
Yeah.
More than a couple.
Shit.
Also, how many people say Luke Skywalker is their favorite character?
Mind you, this is also after murdering both of Luke's parents.
I'm not a big Luke Skywalker fan.
Me neither.
I don't know.
That's like saying Superman's your favorite
Luke's
hero.
Weak.
He just always seemed... I'm just going to say, he always seemed like a little bitch baby.
Oh, shit.
I'm just going to say it.
Hot takes over here. Holy shit. Y'all better look out. She's saying it.
I'm just going to say it. I don't care. You broke your arm.
I need to get the sound clip of what's that fuck? The Eric Andre show where he's like, "Oh, I'm saying it. I need that on this board."
It'd be fucking funny.
You should get a bunch from that show.
Honestly,
why are you booing me? I'm right.
Do what?
Why are you booing me? I'm right. That would be
a good one. Why would you say something so controversial? Yeah. What was the exact quote?
So controversial. Yet so right. Oh, yeah. So brave.
So brave.
Yet controversial. Something like that.
That's what it was.
Almost like I just said that.
Did you?
It's okay. No one was listening.
I'm sorry.
Nate's up and over here in his own little world.
Yes. Honestly.
We need to move his chairs so he can just not play with the shelf anymore.
Fuck you. I'll take it back.
No, this is my seat.
It's my seat. This is now my TIE fighter. I designate it mine by Finders Keepers.
I'm going to throw it away one day and wait for you to search for it.
I will buy another one off Amazon and bring it back and put it exactly where this one was.
I almost forgot that I had this great Liquid Death. Mountain Water. Thank you so much.
Great plug.
Aren't you glad that we re-upped our stash?
Horns, you glad I didn't just say banana and make a really bad joke at the same time?
I'm going to kick his teeth out of his mouth.
Kill me.
I like trains.
Whenever Nate like stares off in empty space, he's like a dog. Because like if you look in the eyes of your dog and think of the saddest shit, it'll look like it's happening to your dog. If you do it to Nate when he stares off, it's like that. It'll look like the world's saddest shit. It looks like World War II is happening in his fucking eyes.
Were you there for it?
No.
Sadly.
Yeah, luckily.
The trees speak Vietnamese.
We're going to be here for World War III, though.
The same war. Oh, absolutely. It's, or the
yeah, that's
Civil War,
that's a Civil War reference, right?
Huh?
I'm, well,
What?
Yeah, you're doing that thing where you're acting ignorant again. I see.
You have a button for that, don't you?
Yeah, you do have a button for it.
You don't know anything.
Thank you.
Austin Evans, thank you for that, sir.
Did we have him record it like three different times for you to get the sound clip?
Shockingly, we did not, actually.
Oh, that was Thel Mason. No, Thomas.
He does not deserve that disrespect.
He did not deserve that disrespect. Thel Mason, I'm sorry.
I apologize. Hands and knees.
No, come on. That's too much.
I'm sorry.
All right. I miss Bob Ross. I really Bob do. Ross. Like this is a complete turn of the conversation. I miss Bob Ross. There I don't think I was alive when he died, but I miss him.
Wait.
I was born in 2002. I don't
there are no mistakes.
He was alive.
Was there it? No yes. mistakes, only happy accidents.
He died like recently, didn't he?
No, he's been dead a while.
I want to say it was within the last like 10 years.
Yeah.
Definitely within the last 10 years. Because there's still memes about him.
Yeah, are all over the place.
Yeah.
Of course.
That's my favorite way of
communicating. Anybody want to guess? Anybody want to guess? Years? Anyone?
2012?
05.
19. 2019.
Oh, you're all wrong. It's 1995.
Yeah, fuck yeah.
Wow, right. Really?
Yep.
Shove it.
Oh, I thought he was still alive.
25 years ago.
I don't know why I thought he was still alive. Or yeah, not well, still alive, but I thought
as
he was
it turns out, you were wrong.
I'm going to pour a liquid death out for you.
You don't know anything.
I mean, yeah, none of you did.
And what's your guess?
I would say June 7th. Wait, let me look.
That's cheating. That's not a guess.
July 4th. 4th of July. This man died on 4th of July, people.
He died so that fireworks may live.
He died for our country. What the fuck?
Nothing but love for you, big guy.
There are no mistakes, only happy accidents. Yeah. Have you ever watched any of it?
Yeah, of course.
It's relaxing as fuck.
Yeah. I really like Bob Ross as a person. Stanley, too. Rest his soul.
Did you know that the first cameo video game, the first video game he had a cameo in was the original Spider-Man on the PlayStation 1? And the last cameo he had in a video game was the most recent PlayStation Spider-Man game?
Really?
How dope is that?
That's great.
That's pretty dope.
Glad.
Stanley.
Oh.
I mean, I'm sure they'll use them again because they don't need them now, you know, in order
to do
that.
Well, for the newest Spider-Man game, wasn't that already something he'd already like clipped?
I'm sure.
Because they have a lot of movement.
But what I'm saying is he was alive. Thing. He was alive for the cameo. Like, he did the mocap and everything.
I asked Devin if I could take a day to grieve.
He did, actually. I believe I told him no.
Yep.
It sucks.
That one can be cut.
It's staying in.
I mean, that's fine, too. It doesn't bother me none.
It'll bother me when I go back and listen to it.
See, look, we're getting actual feedback here. Any other constructive criticism for us, sir?
Just don't, like, smack and burp in people's ears. Not everyone likes that.
Oh.
That's about it.
Smack?
Like, your lips or, like, chewing food. Yeah.
Yeah, you can blame that one.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. But
like, that one's the one that does it.
I do what?
People don't like.
You do that type of shit, you do that.
Yeah, that's you. Don't.
Yeah, you did.
Never done that day in my
you're
life.
You're a fucking.
We have it's liar. Recorded. I recorded it.
Prove that it's me.
It's literally.
Prove that it's me.
Everyone's talking.
Prove that it's me.
Everyone
prove
else it. Is talking when you're doing it half the time.
That doesn't matter. There could be a fifth person here. There's no recording to say that it's me.
What's the dog's name?
Jericho.
I say we vote out to Nathaniel.
Nate's a little sus. White sus.
Yeah, he's sus.
Can I say that?
Yeah. I saw him vented.
Oh.
I saw him vent.
No, the fuck you didn't.
You also fake a task.
I made a fake to task, but you didn't fucking see me vent. I saved that for my bed alone at night when I cry.
Fair enough. I'm usually there when he does it.
No, the fuck you're not. I've never done it in front of you.
Well, yeah, but so that's because you didn't know he was in the
him,
corner
it's because you
naked
were behind him.
Invisible.
Dressed as Superman?
No, he was naked and invisible.
Oh, I thought he was in my closet dressed as Superman.
No, that might be an uncle or something. Or like a demon. God. I don't know.
Bro, that just gave me a chill up my spine.
I don't know.
It's because it uncles.
Hey, Devin. Can I get a shot?
Yeah, sure.
I had to make that extra as fuck because I could. I thought it was great. Is it just me, or does this whiskey have like a purple tint to it as well?
I mean, it's literally made with blackberry.
Purple berry.
So I don't want to call them. You.
Well, not if Nate has anything to say about it. Which, of course, he does not.
Do you have anything to say about strawberries?
Red berry.
They're made out of straws.
Incorrect, sir. Incorrect.
That's not factual.
Where do you think turtles go when they die? They become strawberries.
That's good.
So we're getting a little emotional here, are we? We'll call up post.
Everything goes somewhere.
Anyone else turtles go to like strawberries? Kind of fucked up.
Turtles. Strawberries go to the recycle bin. Recycle bin goes to the dump anyways. We wind up burning it all anyways. Fuck Earth.
Yeah.
Then it goes back to the sea. Then we get more turtles.
You know?
Turtles are made from burn trash.
It explains the color and the size. You know?
And the shell. Where do you think they got that shell?
It's hard plastic. Oh, wait a minute. You might be onto something.
Bro, I saw a fucking video the other day about...
That's great.
I am not going to hurt you. I saw a video the other day about a turtle. It was fucking picked up by a crocodile and just get chomped on.
Oh, yeah. That's a, and then it just darts out the mouth.
Then it was just fucking flew out the mouth. It's like, time to go.
And that turtle, like, ran. I've never seen a turtle walk that fast in my life.
You ever seen those fucking, like...
I've never seen anything like that.
Not that. I was going to say, if you shut the fuck up and listen for a second. You ever seen those...
Oh, got it.
You ever
got
seen
it.
Those fucking...
Got it. I
you
understand.
You ever seen those fucking lizards that run on their two legs, like, just away from something?
Yeah,
it looked like that, just four legs and a fucking turtle.
Those are Jesus lizards.
Mm. Yeah, Jesus lizards.
I think that's
the actual name for them, yes.
Divine reptile.
Divine reptile.
I don't know if that was actual name or like their nickname, but yeah, that's
no, yeah, it's Jesus. It's Jesus turtle lizard animal thing.
Jesus turtle lizard
animal.
Y'all ever seen a turtle lizard?
You ever seen a puppy monkey baby?
Shut the fuck up. Shut your fucking mouth.
Too many cucks.
Too many cucks.
You ever see a cock cocking?
Cock cocking? I have one of myself. So yes, I have seen a cock cocking.
Sounds like some fucking like porno version of 12 Days of Christmas. Three cucks are cucking.
That's gold. Thank you for that. Christmas is burning. It's a lot different.
Yeah, Christmas is about to be lit. Yeah. What the fuck, Nate?
That was so good.
Five whores can't sing.
If at any point in time you want to, like, knock him out, mm-hmm. I'm cool with it.
I like his entertainment.
God damn it.
Unless he tries to get physical with me. And, you know. And
he tried to put a pubic hair on your body.
I know, and I've resisted the urge to slap him in the head with a size 18 shoe.
Damn.
Is that what your size is?
Absolutely.
You wear a size 18?
Big man.
God. I'm 6'4". Bless, 5 feet man. Wide.
Were you
they got small ass feet.
Were you the guy that dressed up as the... Be honest. Were you the guy that dressed up as Bigfoot in that video?
No. Oh. No, I don't believe in superstitions. I'm a regular kind of stitions kind of person.
Not supersized, just regular.
I like regular stitions.
Is there anybody who has a superstition that they... Whether they believe or not, they just kind of follow this?
I think... Birds aren't real.
That's not a superstition.
All right, so, moving on. I mean, I don't like when somebody opens a pocket knife and then they're not the ones that close it. I believe in that one.
Yeah. Devin got me on that one, too.
It's just like it curses the blade. Like, if you open a pocket knife, like, if I give you my pocket knife and you open it.
No,
Then you give it back to me for me to close.
You have to close it.
Yeah. Now I'm caught. Yeah, okay. Got it. I'm caught up now.
Don,
I thought you meant like
lame thing real quick.
Sure, you gonna flick a bick?
Yeah, I was gonna say like I thought you were like saying like if I open a pocket knife and then I find it closed later and no one else touched it, but it wasn't me that closed it. Yeah, that's cursed. I was like, yeah, no shit.
No, you throw that.
You've never seen that before.
You throw that deep underwater.
I've not.
Don, do you walk under
under ladders?
Under ladders.
No, actually, mostly for safety and also for superstition.
Yeah. Do you step on the cracks and sidewalks?
Yes, I'll be crip walking on them hoes.
Seeking them bitches out.
Absolutely.
Give me that crack.
I also say that, but with consent. consent is important. Please find consent.
Please tell me you follow it up with "I will break your back."
Redacted.
Redacted.
Thank you.
I don't know how much I believe this, but I still do it. If I see coins on the ground that are not like face up, I flip them and let the next person have good luck.
It's good luck. It's good karma.
If it's a heads up, yeah, I take it. But
the bitch is mine.
The bitch is mine. But if it's on tails, yeah, I flip it over. I'm like, all right, the next person has good luck now.
I think it's superstition. Yeah. So never splitting a pole with a person.
I do that all the time.
Yeah, no, I don't.
Wait, never what?
Split a pole with someone.
So if you're walking on a sidewalk and there's a pole in the middle of the sidewalk and there's two people, you both have to walk around one side of the pole.
Yep.
Otherwise, you're splitting the pole.
If you split the pole, one person has to walk around the other.
However,
side.
I believe in symmetry.
I've never heard of that. Yeah, I mean, but
I know.
Okay,
I
thought that's just kind of this is the pole.
Okay.
And there's two people walking, right? You have to either go this side or this side
together,
and not this.
What happens if two people are coming this way?
Oh, that's fine. You're not walking together.
Yeah, you're not walking.
Yeah.
Oh, you're saying if you're walking with.
Yeah.
Wait. So what's the superstition in that? One of y'all have bad luck or something?
Yeah.
That one of you die.
Oh.
okay.
Oh.
I never, that part was never told to me, but it was just bad luck.
Don, you were so quick on that. You're so quick. Oh, yeah, one of you died. Oh.
Yeah, I don't want to spread false information or that anything one. Like that, but yeah, you might die.
Do any of you guys care about the black cat bullshit? I don't.
Black cat.
A black cat crosses.
I know. I know too many black cats to believe in that. Like, man, if I believed in that, I'm the most fucking cursed person in history.
What about breaking a mirror?
I'm 50-50 on that.
I've never had a reason to break a mirror.
But what?
But even if it's on accident, supposedly you still get 7 years bad luck.
That's bullshit.
That's bullshit.
Bullshit.
I think you should just be careful not to break a mirror because that's a lot of glass to pick up.
I think you should never spill salt because fuck you if you do. You're fucking cleaning it up.
Wait, is that a...
Spill salt.
You have to throw it over your left shoulder?
You have to
throw pepper, right?
Wait, so if you spill salt, then you have to throw it over your left shoulder?
You have to...
Why?
Because why anything? So the
demons don't touch your butt.
So the demons don't touch you. Knocking on wood. Anybody believe in that one?
Not really.
I like playing along with that one.
That's more like I like playing along because everyone's like, oh yeah, they find that funny in a way.
Yeah, but do you know why it's like ingrained? It's easier for us to do it than to try to resist not doing it.
Yeah.
Because the superstitions build up, like it's bad luck if you don't do it, and it's so easy to do it, so why not just do it?
I know a superstition I believe in is if you dab, you're a big dumb. Unironically.
Okay.
Well, that wasn't unironic.
Okay, that's fair. Yeah.
The latter one that he said, I do the same thing. It's just safety. I don't want to be under that bitch because it might go down.
Umbrellas indoors.
I do that shit all the time.
That's
Me too.
I don't give a fuck.
I just don't bring umbrellas indoors that are open because it's annoying.
I joust with those bitches.
Well, I mean, if it's closed, it's fine. That's not the... You're allowed to bring them in, supposedly, but when they're open in the house, like, it's just like, why? It's unnecessary.
It makes me feel uncomfortable.
Bring me an umbrella.
Down to, like, a soul level.
Right now. We should just keep an open umbrella right above the set.
No, we'll keep a ladder over the set, and then an open umbrella just, like, hung on the wall.
That it's equivalent to that Family Guy joke with Alex Trebek. You have to say his name backwards. God rest his soul. But
yeah. You say Alex Trebek backwards.
Like you have to make him say his name backwards.
You have to make him say his name backwards.
The dead guy.
Yeah. But Adam West. God rest his soul. Adam West went on Jeopardy and made him say his name backwards. That's what it would do. I would go into a different dimension. Yeah. You're laughing. I'm dead serious.
What?
I don't think I saw that episode.
It's a whole thing, dude. Really? No. I'll have to show you.
I don't think I saw it.
I saw a picture the other day around Halloween while it was still in Spooktober.
Spooktober.
And it was like, I love looking in the mirror, flying down the freeway at night, saying Bloody Mary, and then watching that bitch try and keep up.
That's pretty good. That's pretty good. You guys ever hear the superstition where if you leave cabinets open, like it means that you're going to have unexpected company.
I never have company. Like maybe I'll start doing that.
Yeah, like in-laws.
Maybe I'll start having friends.
Just leaving your cupboards open. People walk in the house, hey, you know your cupboards open. Yeah. I'm trying to get friends.
I'm hoping for more.
Yeah. I get friends.
It brings the friends in.
What friends? Exactly.
All right. I have a question.
We have an answer.
All right.
Maybe. All right.
So? I have a lot of slang in my vocab from different places.
Oh, yeah. Was that slang?
Yeah, shut the fuck
up. You said vocab and not vocabulary.
I'm going to hug you.
Very tightly.
Tenderly. But do you all have anything that you say that people just kind of look at you? Is it like, what the fuck are you talking about?
Literally anything that comes out of my mouth.
All right, with the exception of Nate, like, you know.
Like a word or way like, of saying something?
Like, for instance, like, I can't win for losing. It is something I say often, and everyone just kind of always looks at me with concern and confusion.
Explain that one to me.
I can't win for losing. It's just like, you know, you never get the chance to have a victory because you're too busy fucking up. Can't win for losing. Like the universe has it against you fully.
I can't be that pessimistic. It's so hard for me.
I really like we'll burn that bridge when we get to it.
That's great.
Yeah, I mean, that's a good one.
Whoa, that's I've never heard that one.
Really?
I've heard that bridge.
I was going to say, no, you can imagine what it means. It means we'll get to that opportunity and we'll fuck up that one too. Don't worry.
Absolutely.
Yeah, I've heard somebody say that. Maybe it was you before. I've heard that saying before. I've loved it. I was like, yeah.
I don't have any of those.
I probably do, because I just say a lot of dumbass shit. But I can't think of it off the top of my head.
Fair enough.
Oh, Devin, you know me. Is there any some weird-ass sayings I say?
Just weird-ass shit that you do with your fucking face. Yeah.
I make noise. I like making noise.
Nate looks like he's like, you heard that demon, right? It's coming for us all.
I brought her up and I was looking at the headband, but I didn't think it was that reflective, you see.
I like how everyone else is joking and I almost died.
Bro, I almost died.
You would have been the first to go.
Yeah, I would have been snatched up. And thrown
I would have been safe.
Room.
I've been back here while you guys getting killed. I'll just dart.
Just grab the scythe.
That's true. I do have a scythe.
Son
right
Son of a bitch. It these is. Goddamn kids. It God is. Bless.
You is know what? Yeah, yeah. We could probably use that scythe.
No,
it's rusted iron.
I'm using it. You all get to fend for yourselves.
It is rusted.
You guys got some cupcake mix over there. You can make.
Fuck that. I got bone of a bull that
might
do something.
Yeah, you know, he's got a horn.
That might do something. Might piss it off. Might fuck around and
I'm
gonna piss it off.
I'm going to use Nate as a weapon.
I'll
I'm
going to
slam him on the floor and be like, I put this Nate down in defense mode.
Then it'll use me as a carpet and come to you.
I put this Nate in defense mode in my turn.
I won't say I end my turn so the ghost can't attack.
just wait it out.
But then you've got like the time limit.
Eventually the ghost is going to get bored.
Please leave, sir.
I just offer it a shot, and if that doesn't work, I guess I'm fucked.
Offer it what's it called?
Oh, some of the liquid death, mountain water. Don is killing it on this episode.
You see, I would use Devin as a defense weapon. I would just say, look, if Devin beats you in chess, you've got to go. If you beat Devin in chess, then you get Devin.
Fair enough. Ghost gets weather once.
Best 2 out of 3.
I'm not that good, so I'm going to get fucked.
But it's a ghost. Win by default because it can't really.
It can't touch the pieces.
Why?
Because
at least one of them has a cross on it.
He just can't move his king.
I thought you were. Yeah, he just can't move the king,
and you win.
Exactly.
Congrats.
It can't defend. All you have to do is go for a fucking obliteration attack. Use your fucking queen and rook, and just.
Oh, of course. I always forget the obliteration attack. In chess.
It can't move some of its best pieces.
Pawn! Obliterate!
I move this pawn to spaces.
Did you not know that if a rook attacks a queen and it succeeds, it kills every pawn on the board?
Oh, so is that how that works?
Yeah.
Fair enough.
Oh, thank you over here, the chess master.
I had a lot of fun playing chess with Nick last week. That's who it was last week. It was Nick last week.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, because he requested the enchiladas.
He did. Yeah.
Playing chess is fun.
Huh. We figured it out. We sat on down. We figured it out.
Hate that. Hate that.
I love it.
I don't know if it's if we would get demonetized for saying that or not.
I also can't think of the next line anyways.
Deanda?
Stay still. I'm just gonna... Motherfucker. Stay still. Okay, allow me to move.
Excuse me while I break dance.
Oh, fuck.
Please stay still.
Hate that.
Do you have anything you want to tell yourself when you listen to this podcast?
Future Don.
Hey, future me. It's past you. Yeah, you fucking idiot. So, I don't know where you're going to be whenever this comes out. Don't know when it's supposed to come out.
8 years from now.
8 years from now?
Yeah.
Yeah. Try your damnedest to get something done, bud. Do something, please. Whether it be a little better at work or at the house or something. Do something better. And, yeah.
Isn't it? Fuck bitches, get money.
Absolutely, but that's engraved in my brain. Yeah. It won't be going anywhere.
All right, 3 weeks from now, 3 weeks and 1 day from now is when this episode will come out. So, future Don, this is current Devin. By the way, good on you for fucking trying, bro. You did it.
Quit fucking winking
over
there.
What's the wink?
Yeah.
What's the wink? You can't. It's not on video. You have to tell the listeners what you're doing.
I am.
Nathaniel's flirting with Don.
No, I'm flirting with Devin.
Wait.
Redacted.
Thank you.
About well, to say some foul shit.
Anyways, the fuck?
I find shit.
What's your favorite Thanksgiving dish? Only one.
Mashed taters.
It's a classic.
Bro, I live for mashed taters.
Who doesn't, though?
Mac and cheese. But specifically, the corner pieces.
Baked mac and cheese.
Mm. Yes.
You are a man of class.
Yes. Thank you, Grandma.
Thank you, Grandma.
I thought you called Devin Grandma for a second.
Unfortunately for me... Holy shit!
No, me and Jesse don't have a grandma anymore.
God bless!
That's not true. We still
God
got one. Soul.
Do you have a grandma?
That's true. She's not coming down anymore, though.
As far as I'm aware, I have both of mine still.
Okay.
One for sure.
One for sure. I haven't talked to the one on my father's side in quite some time.
Old Norris sister or something?
It's really complicated.
Fair enough.
We have a rule where we don't talk about family.
Yeah. All right. Sorry.
Families get complicated, so we just don't talk about them.
I didn't.
But no, you're fine. We didn't brief you, and unfortunately, our Discord server isn't 100% where it should be yet. Nate's been working on it really hard. He's got all the rooms and stuff. What do we have? Is the general room that is that where we're gonna put the rules?
No, I'll probably put that in the rules room so people won't fucking comment and get rid of the rules lost in the archives.
Was it on the? Is there a rules?
No. Yet.
Okay. Yeah, we'll get that done. Yeah,
anyways, really. My favorite, green bean casserole. It's the only time of year I'm allowed to eat
fuck
it.
Fuck off.
I love me some green bean casserole.
Fuck off. Fuck off. Yeah, fucking wanker.
You it's fucking wanker dog cunt.
In a, was it 365 days a year, it's their only day I can eat green beans.
I'll
and
fucking
I love
throw
it.
A brick
it's
at you.
It's not even true. It's not even true. You can make green beans and I just
it
don't
just
eat them.
It just doesn't.
Fuck off. Green beans aren't terrible, but fuck off.
I don't like green beans.
Fuck off.
Green bean casserole is my favorite dish.
Fuck off.
After that, mashed potatoes.
Yeah, thank you.
I settled that.
Stuffing.
Stuffing.
I'll stuff you. Someone was going to say it now.
Oh, daddy. Oh, daddy, don't get me excited.
Please don't call me father. It makes me flaccid. You're really fucking up the mojo here, Devin.
My bad. You want me to slap? Never mind.
Slap my forgive me, daddy, please. But I've been a bad boy.
That is the same as saying, oh, God, I have sinned. Same thing.
All of that is staying in on purpose.
Please.
I was going to say, but God hasn't been here.
God.
So one of our other rules is where we don't talk about religion.
Sorry. God is a woman.
Is it you?
God is a woman. Is that how the song goes?
I don't something know. Like I don't that. Listen to her at all.
What's her name?
She's Ariana Grande.
Nailed it.
See, no one else at the table knew.
I knew. I mean, I knew who it was. I just wanted to know if he knew.
Oh, absolutely.
I knew none of the other dudes. Dude.
quality content.
Absolutely.
Exactly. I mean,
the dude to do to do to do, yeah.
La 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 la.
Okay, we're degrading if we could reel it back in.
How do you feel about beans, Don?
Sprouts?
I don't like beans outside of black beans and or red beans.
We're starting to see a pattern.
And what? But what do you like them in? Like, will you eat them like just on the side?
Black beans.
Will you eat literally anything?
I eat a lot.
I keep asking about the particular things he doesn't like, evidently. Yeah. I'm picking the things he doesn't like. I'm asking
chili?
About it.
Yes, with beans. I will eat beans with something, but I will not eat beans outside of, you know, I will not eat beans by themselves.
Does noodles go in chili?
Does noodles? Yeah, absolutely. What the fuck?
Is chili still chili without noodles?
Yes.
Okay.
All right. I can
Does pineapple go on pizza?
No. I'm someone who doesn't really care for pizza because it hurts the chest.
Because of the tomatoes?
No. It just, that hurts my soul. But, yeah, I've never been one to like pizza. It's really weird.
You don't like pizza?
I won't say I don't like it, but I will never be like, let's go get pizza.
But if someone what would you say, go get? Let's go get
burgers?
Yeah, either burgers or, like, some chicken place.
Chicken.
What chicken place, though?
The best chicken place I can remember that I've ever had that's just a chicken place is probably Dino's.
Dino's?
Dino's.
Where's that?
I don't know. They don't exist anymore. I think there's one. No, it's not real. It's not real anymore. Dino's, D-I-N-O-S.
Was that in Louisville or somewhere else?
Yeah, man. It's in Louisville.
Oh, it's not real anymore. No.
Every now and again, you'll just be driving, and then you'll just look out the window, and you'll say, it is me, Dino! Yeah. And
it's
then you'll
keep it's a restaurant that only appears when you absolutely need it.
There used to be a Dino's around the corner from my house, where my grandma's house, and now that is a Chicago's, and I've never eaten there.
An old?
No, it's just Chicago's.
Interesting.
Yeah. By the way,
hot dogs, I'm assuming?
Oh, I have no clue what's in there. Never once.
You're like, nope, you took out my Dino's. Fuck you guys.
You took my favorite thing from me.
Well, die. You see, the Dino's stops time, and then it picks itself up and then moves around.
We're still in the Shoney's! We're still in the Shoney's!
I can spell it if you told me to.
Dino's?
Shoney's. I've also never had Shoney's. Never even seen
me
one.
Neither. Mm. I've
Can
seen
them.
Can
you spell Calibrastic?
Calibrastic?
Yeah.
Calibrastic?
No, good effort. I didn't think you'd even try.
Is it right? Or did you just ask some random ass question you didn't know the answer to?
I mean, that's right. But I didn't expect him to even answer.
Spell supercalifragilisticexpialidocious.
You know, that's not actually a hard word to spell. It's just hard to keep up with.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Give me 1 second. Let me look it up.
S-U-P-E-R-C-A-L. Either an E or an A. F-R-A.
This dude's really good at spelling.
I'm just kidding.
I. Let him focus.
No. You're wrong.
On which part?
The last letter you just said. Go ahead, Nate.
I can't remember where he was.
That's okay. Start from the beginning.
Again, because that's what makes it, like Nate said, it's hard to keep up with.
It's easy.
I said it wasn't hard to spell. Okay, so I said it was just a long word.
You got this, dog. I believe in you.
Is that even a real word, though?
It's not.
It's a real Mary Poppins word. It's a real Disney word. They capitalized off this word, damn it. This is America.
Yep.
Anybody remember Chitty Chitty Bang Bang?
I'm 14 years old, sir.
I'm a baby.
What?
I'm like 7.
When did actually? I guess it was a 90s movie. It came out like late 90s.
I've never seen Chitty Chitty Bang Bang.
It was an old movie.
It was so good.
I've never watched Grease.
But it's about the flying car.
I love Dick Van Dyke.
Dick Van Dyke was really good.
I fucking love Dick Van Dyke.
A what?
He's underrated.
You look like you had a good question.
I just felt the need to take a really deep breath and let it out for an absolute reason.
Don, what do you think the oldest movie you've ever seen is?
Let's see.
Or series. We're not discriminating.
I think the oldest thing I've ever watched is probably some old Western that was on TV. I can't remember the name of it. I was like 4. But like, I think it was some old Western No, it was the movie where it was one of the first movies that the Klan had ever made an appearance. Like, they had blackface and everything. It was fucking horrific.
Wait, did y'all just watch that at home? Or, like, who was watching it?
It was for class. It's for school.
Oh.
What's the oldest movie you've seen, like, at home?
At home?
Or at a friend's house or something like that?
By choice. I think the oldest thing I've ever watched was, I don't want to say Good Times. Because I know, I think Marsh is probably one of the oldest things I've ever watched.
I don't know what that is.
I think it's called Marsh. M-A-R-S-H, and it has stars in it.
You mean MASH?
MASH, thank you.
That's MASH.
Yeah, thank you.
MASH is an acronym, but I can't remember what it's an acronym for.
I have
no
idea.
Yeah, I watched it. My parents watched
it.
Look at him.
Look. Yeah. The saddest shit in the world.
But also, you could probably look at it and find something that make it look like the happiest thing in the world.
Honestly.
Like, he's about to cry from happiness right now.
He looks like the Vietnamese.
I can't tell if he's whining or the dog's whining.
Yes. I can't tell either. I've been trying to figure it out for like 6 minutes.
I keep randomly hearing this, like when he's doing that stare, and I'm like,
the dog was sitting right here, and I was hearing it, so I took my headphones off. I was like, it's not you.
I'm trying to think, what's the oldest thing I've seen? We watched MASH growing up here and there because my parents are a big fan of it. So was my grandmother. My grandmother watched a lot of old shit, but I'm trying to think of one I can remember.
My grandma only watches TV1 and BET.
I was going to say, the oldest thing I can remember I've watched off the top of my head and watched ritualistically is the original Gogeta.
What's that?
Godzilla.
Oh, yeah, we did watch this, and those were like from...
1956.
Was it 56? Yeah, we watched all those old
Godzilla. Those are from...
Oh, we watched the,
Here it is. Here it is.
Called Andy Griffith Show or some shit?
Away. Away.
Those dogs are staring at cupcakes.
Yes, I know exactly. What was the context of that, Devin?
That's what...
That's Nate?
Nate's just perpetually staring at a plate of cupcakes that he wants.
Well, in some versions of that meme, it like goes into the dog's eyes and it just starts playing World War II flashbacks. That's my favorite one. Oh, my fucking God.
When they ask you how you are, and you just have to say that you're fine and you're not really fine. Yeah.
That's a good meme, too.
Oh, fucking hell.
That's an old meme at this point.
It is. There's a lot of memes that are still going right now are kind of old.
Good.
Because they were good ones.
My sense of humor has been ruined by memes fully.
Who?
My sense of humor.
Your sense of humor?
Yes, has been ruined by memes. How? Completely. Because,
Lamp.
Lamp.
I hate that. Meme. I hate that. It's so stupid. It makes no sense.
There was a while on the internet, and you can still find it every now and again, but there's a picture of Markiplier's face photoshopped on top of Lord Farquaad's face, and it just said E under it. It was just E, and I thought that was one of the funniest fucking things I'd ever seen for no reason.
Markiplier's got the most memeable face absolutely. In existence.
Yeah.
And I love like videos where it's just like Markiplier's like kind of up in the top of the corner and just crying at something that's not worthy to cry about. I love his tears.
I've seen a lot of Markiplier memes.
Markiplier's hilarious. Oh, I knew it.
She knows who he is. It's the other guy, the one that plays with like Jacksepticeye every now and then. He's got his own YouTube channel. Pull up a picture of him.
Yep, I'm pulling up a picture of
him. She knows him.
He's usually the pretty one.
Ladies and gentlemen, Donovan Ivory.
Yep.
Thoughts from the mothership.
Absolutely. Are we gonna do the episode?
We're coming up on it.
Okay.
Don, is there anything else that you wanna mention for the people?
A message to the people.
Yeah, sure. Hit them with it.
Love it. I don't find him entertaining.
What?
I don't find him entertaining.
Oh, this will lead to another 40-minute conversation.
I find him less entertaining.
Seems like he's forcing it every time I see it. I don't know. It doesn't seem genuine.
I love him.
Anything he does doesn't seem genuine.
Man, you didn't see the channel he just deleted then.
Yeah.
He deleted a channel?
Yeah.
For therapy. It was for therapy. No. That the whole channel was for like it was a therapy thing, and
Wow.
Because
look
he
at his
was,
face. He's learning.
He was like a therapist told him, he holds on to things for too long. And so they did that channel for a whole year. And the channel got like 4.5 million subscribers, and they just deleted it like yesterday.
Yeah.
Well, at the time of this recording yesterday. Also, Merry Christmas.
I mean, you're pretty close. It'll be after Thanksgiving.
Ladies and gentlemen, Don, final words. No one else has ever gotten this privilege.
He's allergic to our bullshit.
My final words for everyone who will listen to this.
That's the one.
All 25 of you.
Hey.
Could be more.
Could be more.
Just saying.
By the way, guys, real quick before Don tells you again, please, for the love of God, go follow Twitter because we got to get Nate.
Not only can you follow Twitter, but we would really appreciate it. It would really help this channel out if you just slapped us with a like, left a comment down below, gave us the ring bell notification on YouTube, and even shared us on your local social media.
Yeah, that'd be great.
You can share, but I don't think you can. No, you can do all those things except for comment on Spotify.
That's why I said YouTube.
Is it on YouTube?
We are on YouTube.
Our
shit's literally everywhere, so you can do it anywhere. You can go follow us on Facebook too, and like you can comment there. We'll reply to them.
Yeah,
reply to anything.
But guys, really, no, we gotta.
Once we get 1,000 views, Nathaniel's gonna dye his hair. But the only way to vote is you have to be following us on Twitter, and then the poll will be up, and you can vote.
Grayman_media.
That is going to be the usual picture that you see us by. Yep.
Donovan,
final words.
Let's hear it.
I just want to tell everyone to love yourselves before you try and love someone else. Stay positive whenever you can, and don't think that your feelings aren't valid. Your feelings are your feelings, and you should support them.
Man, you've been the most uplifting guest we've had yet.
Thank you, everybody. Thank you, Don. Thank you, Nate. Thank you, Jessica. We'll see you next week for another episode of Thoughts from the Lizard. Bye!
Later.
See y'all, guys.
Aww.
You fuck with it?
Should I fix my posture?
No, like not at all. Like, I didn't bring it outside. I didn't bring it to parties.
As long as you're comfortable, that's the best.
At all.
Yeah. Because these go on for about an hour and a half, so you want to be as comfortable as possible.
An hour and a half of bullshittery. I love it.
Yeah, me too, man. I'm really enjoying it.
Oh, fuck.
Are you all enjoying it? It sounds like you're enjoying it a little too much.
I really like Devin.
I wish I would have worn